Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says he is not resigning despite a racist photo printed in his medical school yearbook. The Democratic governor spoke with Gayle King on CBS This Morning in an interview that aired this morning. He began by apologizing, then repeating his denial that it was him in that photo.
I've always been a transparent person, and I just thought it was important to let people know that wasn't me. That's not who I was at that time, and it's certainly not who I am now after 35 years of service to this country and my Commonwealth.
For more, we're joined now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by USF political science professor James Taylor. Professor, thank you as always for taking a few minutes to talk to us. Let's actually begin with the concept of blackface. For many of us, we grew up believing that this was offensive and never questioning why. And there seems to be, in the polling in the aftermath of this, some questions as to why this is offensive. What is offensive about blackface? Let's just settle that once and for all.
What evolved originally out of a stage play performance of pop culture in terms of art became a thing of public derision and sort of caricature of African-American, personalities and just public style. Blackface evolved originally out of black and Irish workers in waterfront cities and places like Long Island and Georgia and in New Orleans. That was not even about race. It was these working class men working together, and when they had time off, they danced together. Eventually, the white Irish workers began to sort of blacken their faces up out of a kind of admiration. And then eventually, by the 1820s through about the 1940s, it went to a very negative place where people like Al Jolson and others took it on, but it became very popular. It was the earliest form of popular culture in American history. And it was very popular in Virginia, where you had the Virginia stage, you had Virginia minstrelsy. Every region had its own minstrel performances. We had them in San Francisco. This is well known. And so that might be why it was so pervasive in Virginia. We've seen other people now, like the Attorney General and a senator in North Carolina, also now sort of being exposed, and people as recently as Lady Gaga. It's very common in American popular culture, and it is problematized by the fact that it went in a very negative way.
All right. So Governor Northam has this, there's this photograph on his medical school yearbook picture. First, he said, I apologize. I'm not sure which person I am in the photograph. And then the next day he said, hey, I'm not in it at all, and I've never seen it before. How could he have handled this differently?
He could have owned it, took full responsibility for it, like he's trying to do now. And I think people would have respected him for it. But the doubling down and then back and forth and then denial just made him a typical politician. And it hurts the Democrats, because now Donald Trump is able to sort of use all of this the whole spectacle of Virginia. Donald Trump is going to pounce on it, because there are several things that implicate himself in terms of the abuse of the accusations of the lieutenant governor and also the governor and the attorney general in terms of race. So this is a problem in terms of national Democratic politics. I did want to jump real quick in terms of his comments to Gayle King real quickly, and that is to say that I think people are overreacting, because the governor was right and Gayle King was wrong. The first 20 people that did arrive in Jamestown, Virginia in 1619, as we look at the 400th anniversary of this, we should all learn this fact. They were indentured servants, along with 20 women and other whites who were indentured people, and they were free. Slavery begins, the first recorded slaves emerge in Virginia in 1640. Formal slavery begins in 1662. There was no slavery when these first 20 people arrived. So we need to be clear. The governor was not wrong. I think it's because of the blackface controversy and the Klan outfit controversy, it's fruit of the poison tree. But what he said was accurate, and Gayle was actually wrong.
We've only got about 30 seconds left, but what's interesting is the polling among Virginians, including black Virginians, about half of whom don't believe he should resign. Can he still govern effectively in that state?
I think so, because now he's vulnerable to the appeals of African-American issues. I mean, now is the time for them to get a meeting with him, and he'll do almost anything. And this would be smart politics, but we tend to protest real well, and our politics tend to be less savvy. And I think that was the gift of King, is that he protested and he knew how to do inside politics and got some things out of it.
All right. Well, we thank you very much, as always. That is University of San Francisco political science professor James Taylor.